So in large cell lymphoma, the several big questions, I think, are, number one, is CHOP going to remain the standard therapy? In CALGB, we're doing a randomized trial of CHOP-R versus EPOCH-R based on Wyndham Wilson's data, as well as some pilot data that CLGB generated in a phase 2 fashion that looked good. So that will, again, look at the issue of adding etoposide and infusional chemotherapy versus the standard CHOP. One of the interesting things about that study is that that involves frozen tissue procurement for each patient and molecular profiling on each patient as part of going into the study. So this will allow us to really, I think, prospectively validate a number of the prognostic molecular signatures that have been looked at and to help determine whether or not perhaps one group, one molecular subgroup benefits or prognostic subgroup benefits from one treatment versus another treatment. So that's, I think, an interesting trial. The GILA in Europe is looking at CHOP-R 21 versus CHOP-R 14. The German group has been very strongly pushing the 14-day schedule versus the 21-day schedule. Their data have focused on that and were generated in the pre-rituximab era primarily. So whether or not that 14-day, the dose-dense treatment, which is common in breast cancer, is useful in lymphoma in the rituximab era remains to be seen. So that's, I think, an interesting study. Some people in practice are using R-CHOP 14, but most people, I think, are using R-CHOP 21. We have stuck with it at this point, but I think that's an important question. And then I think finally, the issue is really looking at new drugs, new biologic agents, other things. There are other antibodies that are being looked at. Bevacizumab is being looked at in lymphoma. We have enzastaurin, a protein kinase C inhibitor. So the issue of these new biologic targets that aren't chemotherapy, aren't cytotoxics, but trying to add them to CHOP-R or CHOP-like therapy. Those are things that people are looking at. And the challenge there is that many of these agents may have very marginal single-agent activity in large cell lymphoma. So do you go on and do a very large trial with hundreds of patients without a lot of single-agent activity because you think they're going to be chemosensitizers?